12. Welcome to Lavaloute Island. The exterminator eggs were so numerous that they found themselves picking their way through them. The eggs had been laid hundreds of years earlier, so they were embedded very deeply into the soil and grass. Moss, heather and bracken had grown over them over the years. Now, however, all the vegetation had been burnt down, so it had exposed them like gigantic, fat, white maggots. A furious, frenzied scratching noise was coming from within them. It wasn't clear at first what this noise was, but as the Vikings climbed higher, they began to come across eggs that did not have the white, greasy opaqueness of bacon fat like their brother eggs further down. These eggs had skin that was wearing thin, and fine lines were appearing all over the surface, like cracks on china that was about to break. They were clearly close to hatching, and on some, the shell was so fine that it had become see-through, and the exterminator fledgling was clearly visible within, all twisted and snarled in an angry knot. These fledglings had grown so large over the centuries and were so cramped in their egg prisons that their limbs were contorted into the most grotesque positions, and it was the ends of their talons that were making that feverish scratching noise as they tore at the hard shell exterior that was keeping them trapped. Once you have looked into the eyes of an exterminator, it is impossible to forget them. The look in an exterminator's eyes of pure, concentrated, white-hot fury, the irises vibrating with pinpoint anger, is a look that haunts a person through their waking hours and in their nightmares forever after. The Vikings had to climb over these horrible, slimy, see-through eggs, and as they did so, the eyes of the exterminators fixed upward on them in a frenzy of impotent rage, and the scratching became even more screechily furious.
"Oh, yuck, this is vile,"
groaned Fishlegs, giving a shriek of horror as he slipped and fell with his face pressed up against one of the eggs, with only that hard exterior separating him from the manic eye and madly scraping sword talon of the creature within. Once he had made sure that the carnivores really were trapped inside the eggs, Toothless couldn't resist the opportunity of teasing them, of course. He flapped right up and landed on the eggs, sticking his tongue out and pulling faces at the imprisoned beasts, which drove them into extremities of temper, and they tried to throw themselves at him. But the most they could achieve, of course, was to make their egg rock slightly in its bed of burnt-out carbon. Toothless thought this was a very good joke and carried on doing it, despite Hiccup telling him repeatedly not to infuriate the creatures any more than they had to. Dragons have a cruel streak, and I'm afraid that Toothless even made up a song about the exterminators, which he sang as he cheekily swooped over the eggs, making farting noises and settling them rolling down the hill with his nose.
"Can't catch me, oh, weedy little extermy babies, frogs without legs, tadpoles in your cradles, I can see you crying in your eggs, hee hee, but you can't catch me."
Everywhere they walked, there were these grim entrances to the fire-gold mines, out of which great clouds of steam mixed with gold dust were billowing. Hiccup swallowed hard, peering down the sinister dark holes, cruel bright streams of magma snaking through the bottom of them, and imagining the poor Windwalker forced to crawl down there, struggling like a fly without wings. The Lavaloute village gave an even grimmer vision of what the life of Humongous must have been like, kept for 15 years as a slave by these greedy savages. There were cages everywhere, manacles, chains, whips, weapons of all description, huts with barred windows, beds of stone or iron. No wonder poor Humongous didn't want to step on this cursed island again. Hiccup, Fishlegs and Kamikaze walked on, Fishlegs lagging slightly behind, puffing away like anything, but still stubbornly dragging his running away suitcase. Every now and then, they came across these unusual man-made statues of the kind that Humongously Hotshot had been describing, raised up high on a prominent rock so that they were clearly visible to all the eggs round about. They were statues of a face, three times as large as any man, and the face did look just a little bit like what Hiccup remembered Alvin the Treacherous looking like. But there was no sign of Alvin the Treacherous himself. It had all been surprisingly easy so far. They were now only 400 or 500 metres from the top of the volcano, and they had reached it without bumping into anything nasty at all. All they had to do now was get to the summit, throw the firestone over the edge, and then run back down to the harbour. They were nearly there. They were nearly there. Only 50 metres to go, when something put its black foot over the lip of the volcano above them. A black foot with 5 claws sprouting out of it, each claw as broad and sharp and gleaming as a sword. Out of the top of the volcano, like a gigantic slimy slug, slithered the revoltingly muscly figure of a huge exterminator. 3 times as big as a lion, green saliva frothed from its fangs. Great clouds of steam snorted out of its flaring, furious nostrils. Its face was contorted in a ghastly grimace of anger, eyes popping with a fury that burnt like acid. Its tail and its horns appeared to be on fire. It reared up on its hind legs, slicing through the air with its 10 terrible sword claws, and through the transparent wall of its fireproof chest you could see its 2 great black hearts pumping its boiling hot black blood, sending it shooting through its body at 20 times the speed and pressure of the blood of any other living creature. It opened its terrible mouth to roar, and it was a noise that sent shivers screeching down the Viking's spines and set their hearts racing as quick as a panic-stricken rabbit's. It seemed impossible that a creature this wild could be controlled by a human being. But in the exterminator's mouth was the choking copper-red slab of a metal bit, and on its back, in between its great ebony wings, rode the tall, sinister figure of a man. The man had 1 arm that ended in a copper-red hook, and this hook was heaving on the metal reins as he fought to gain control of the enraged, rearing creature. With the other arm, he lashed at the exterminator's sides with a great black whip until the dragon brought down its great front legs and bowed down in snarling, pacing, barely controlled submission. Fishlegs, Kamikaze and Hiccup took a few steps backwards, Kamikaze holding on very tightly to the firestone. The man in black pushed up the visor on his fire suit. The face below it was the same face they had seen on those gigantic statues littered over the island. A completely hairless face, with no eyebrows, eyelashes or moustache. An unpleasant, glittering smile with too many teeth in it. 1 eye piercing as mean as a snake bite, the other eye gone and covered by an eye patch. 1 arm long with a golden dragon bracelet writhing all around it. The other arm short, ending in a hook like a copper-red question mark.
"Good day, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third," drawled Alvin the Treacherous, quietly pushing his whip back into his waistband, unscrewing his hook and replacing it with his sword, the Stormblade. "How absolutely delightful to bump into you again! And where might you 3 young scallywags be heading this lovely sunny Sunday afternoon?"